Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
But see, if you don't glorify God, if you don't put the right worth and value on God and on the things He's done, and if you aren't thankful, which thankfulness forces you to think on the good instead of the negative, if you don't do those two things, then Romans 1:21 says your imagination becomes vain. It's just automatic. Instead of your imagination being creative and conceiving good things, it only conceives bad. There are some of you that have been told since the time you were a little kid that you'll never amount to anything, you're a failure, that you never were the favorite. Maybe they told you that they didn't plan on you, you were a mistake. And you know what? You get images on the inside of what you can do and who you are. There are some of you because of the color of your skin, because of your lack of education, because you were brought up on the wrong side of the track, because of any number of things. You form an image, and you have an image on the inside of you of who you are and what you can do. And it becomes a ceiling that you just can't go above it. Maybe your talents could enable you to go above it, but you won't let it. You'll find a way to destroy yourself. You know, this very good friend of mine, Don Crow, his dad was a mean man. I met him. And he was a mean man. And he did terrible things to the kid. And he beat him and just browbeat him. And one of the things, they had a lot of cars on their property. And he used to work on cars, and he would make his son Don work with him. And he told Don, he says, "You're so stupid, you can't screw a nut on a bolt without cross-threading it." And did you know Don, he's just about as old as I am. His dad committed suicide and left a suicide note saying it's your fault to all of his family and friends, and tried to put a guilt trip on them. And I have worked with Don on cars multiple times, and I have never seen Don put a nut on a bolt that he didn't cross-thread it. He'll put it on and it'll be okay, and he'll be shaking and he'll say, "I think I've cross-threaded," and he'll take it off and put it back on and do it, and he'll do it 5 or 6 or 10 times until eventually he'll cross-thread the bolt. Because you know what? He had an image painted on the inside, and that is an area that he's weak in. And some of you have been cursed. You may not call it that, but that's what it is. You've been cursed, or you've cursed yourself, or you've done some really stupid stuff, and you see yourself in a certain way, and your imagination is vain. You don't see yourself being who God says you are. God says you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, but you don't see it. You see yourself as nobody. And then you have religion come along and reinforce it, that you are nobody and that you're unworthy, and what makes you think God would do anything for you? And life comes along and just reinforces all of these negative images. I tell you, if you would begin to glorify God, like I talked about last night, if you would become thankful and really put the proper worth and value and just glorify God, then what happens is your imagination just comes alive. And instead of working against you and conceiving all of these negative things, you start conceiving positive things instead of negative things. That's what your imagination is for. You know, I got around Oral Roberts last year, and I'm a visionary. And he's a visionary. And some people take offense when I say something. I've had people criticize me, "How dare you associate with Oral Roberts? Don't you know he was wrong here?" And they, you know, just keep your opinion to yourself as far as I'm concerned. I don't agree with everything Oral Roberts did, but it's like a person. If you're driving on the interstate and if somebody is 5 hours ahead of you, you know what? It doesn't matter if they're the greatest person, if they did everything right. If they're 5 hours ahead of you going down the same road, they could tell you whether the road is closed, if there's a wreck, where there's a place to eat, where a service station is. If they're ahead of you, they're ahead of you, and you could learn something from it. Some of you are too prejudiced and biased to listen to anybody who hasn't got it all right. Major newsflash, you hadn't got it all right either. Amen. I don't have it all right. I learned some things from him. And I got around Oral Roberts, and he started talking about how God spoke things to him and stuff. And it just made my imagination come alive. And I started dreaming, and it was just a matter of months until God had made this major move, and we moved into the next step because, you know what? I got around somebody who was talking vision, and it made me start dreaming big. Most of us think so small, you aim at nothing, and you hit it every single time, amen. You need to get to where you're aiming for the stars, and if you miss, you hit the moon. That's more than most people do. When we moved into our building, I had somebody come up, and we tried to move in August. We didn't make it until November. And it was a problem with our school. It put us into a bind, and for a few months, we had porta-potties outside that the guys had to use so that all the women could use the indoor toilets. And it was an inconvenience, and there was problems. And so when we moved in, I had somebody come and say, "So were you really disappointed that you didn't make it in August?" And I looked at him and I said, "You know what? I've never done anything perfectly in my life." I said, "I raised $3.2 million debt-free above our normal expenses in 14 months. I think this is a smashing success. If I was 3 months late, no big deal, man." Praise God. It doesn't bother me. But there are some people, see, that just look at the negative side of everything. I still had a great miracle come in. It may not have been as quickly as it could have been, should have been, but it worked. You have to focus on the positive things. So your imagination is essential. Most of us do not allow our imagination to function. We get so busy with the things of this world. We just sit down and we constantly are watching television, listening to a radio, doing something, and letting other people preach at us. You know, for your imagination to work, you need to have some downtime and just be quiet. Be still and know that He is God. You need to just spend some time being quiet and letting your imagination run wild. And you'd be amazed what you could conceive. And once you see it on the inside, you'll see it on the outside. In the New Testament, the same word that is translated imagination in Luke chapter 1, verse 51, is translated understanding in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. And in Ephesians 4, 18, it says they have their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Man, there's so many scriptures I could use in the Word about your understanding, about how wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, if they don't understand, Satan comes and steals away the word that was sown in their heart. This is understanding is like how you get something down on the inside of you. Most people don't ever let truths get past their understanding. They store it in their little software up here. They may be able to recall facts, but they haven't got understanding because they haven't thought until it's conceived a picture. You know what I'm saying is really powerful. Most people just don't see the power of this, and they don't appreciate what I'm saying, but I'm telling you, these are things that God has done in my life that have kept me on track and give me stability is because I meditate on things until I see them. You know, David could tell you that when we were raising the money for this building, I knew that I was going to have to say something to our partners. And time was of the essence. You know, one of the reasons that we were 3 months late moving in is because for about 3 or 4 months, I just sat on it. And I just thought, and I prayed, and I meditated. I knew that eventually God was going to use people. I didn't have $3.2 million, so people were going to be involved. But I didn't want to just say something or do something. I wanted, "God, what do you want me to do?" And I had to see it. I sat and sat and sat until I got inspired. And then God told me, "Here's how you do it." And once I could see it, then I could see it. Then it would come to pass. I wait until I see things on the inside before I move. That is really powerful. And it's amazing how most people don't live their life this way. They ignore this imagination. To most people, imagination is a vague concept, and they certainly don't encourage it. There's a man named Peter Daniels who's a multimillionaire and travels and speaks. And one of the things he does is one day a week he takes off and just thinks. He won't allow himself to do anything, to conduct any business. He spends one day a week thinking. You know what that is? That's fueling his imagination. Do an inventory about where I am. If we continue at this rate, where are we going? He sees things. He gets things. And because of it, he's a multimillionaire. We would be much better off if instead of letting other people just spoon feed us and cram things down our throat all of the time, you need to spend time encouraging imagination. Say, God, what do you have for me? My parents said I'll never amount to anything. And so far they are right on. But what is your plan for me? What does the Word say about me? And pray and let the Holy Spirit give you an image of what He wants you to do and what He wants you to accomplish and what kind of person He wants you to be. See it on the inside. And if you could see it on the inside, then you'll become that on the outside. There are a lot of you that have a negative image, and you know what? You are becoming exactly that. You think you can do nothing, and it's absolutely true. You've got to get this imagination dealt with. That's the part of you that understands. You know, when I was a kid even, I remember reading about David and Goliath. And before I understood any of these scriptures, you know, one of the things I did was go out and mark 9 foot 9 inches on a tree, which is what most of the scholars believed Goliath was. And then David was about 5 foot tall. So I bent over and got it 5 foot so that I could look at that and get an image of what was going on. Some people think, well, why would you do that? I guarantee you the story of David and Goliath has become more real to me and more alive. And I've gotten more out of it than most of you in here because I have done things like this. I'll read the information and then I close my eyes and I sit there and I see David doing these things.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU21 titled Hope and Imagination when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on our website, we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived that you can watch right there. We also have about 8,000 of my radio programs that are there. We have hundreds of my teaching that are available as free MP3 downloads. I have teaching articles, portions of books, testimonies, a guest book that I try and read every day. And there's just a wealth of information. I think it's one of the best websites around. So make sure that you check this out. It's awmi.net. Come and join us and see how the Lord can use these materials to touch your life.